Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Being an older parent, that's my topic. Parents that are somewhat older, not necessarily old, but maybe a little bit more mature than the average parent in today's world. That's my topic. Now, some recent research has kind of confirmed what sometimes we already know, and or has certainly surmised to be true, and that is older parents tend to be better parents. Older parents tend to control their kids better. Older parents have more mature relationships with their children. Their children mature earlier in life than parents that are younger when they have their children. So we've kind of known that generally speaking, but some recent research sheds a little light on this topic a little bit further and helps us understand it. In the Netherlands, a research study was done and published in Child Development. The study analyzed 32,000 children in the ages of 10 to 12, and they looked at the number of problems those kids had in school. They talked to teachers, they looked at school records, they talked to parents, they looked at the various kind of social records of these 32,000 children, and they got a kind of a measure of the problems that those kids represented to the classroom and to the community and to the home. And what they found was is that the children that were born to older parents at the time of their birth had fewer external kind of problems, that is, behavior problems, defiance, violence, aggression, fighting, bullying behavior, that kind of what we call external kind of behavior patterns. So older parents tend to, if you will, keep their children under control and don't have that kind of behavioral pattern. But when it came to internal problems, that is like depression and anxiety, the kind of things we think of in terms of internal within a child, there was no particular difference. Older parents had depressed children. Younger parents had depressed children. Older parents had anxious children, you know, and so on. So the main issue was that of older parents having better control over their kids socially or behaviorally and externally, and represented a much better pattern for the classroom. And of course, those kids then do better in school because they have less problems in school, less social problems with their peers. So what's the reason for that? What's the basis of this? What's in back of all this? Well, the researchers in the Netherlands study kind of speculated that maybe it was just social class. The higher you are in social class, because older parents would tend to have a little higher level of social class, the more your kids would be well-behaved. Well, I'm not sure if that's necessarily the case at all. Seems to me, what happens is that older parents are thought through how they want their children to behave. And they set guidelines. They set standards. They set limits. They set boundaries. Because that's how they live. Older people, older parents, older individuals have a little better sense of what one does and what one does not do, what is appropriate and what is not appropriate, what is good social behavior and what's not good social behavior. So I think it's the older parent that has already kind of thought through what is the appropriate social behavior to engage in as an adult yourself and for your children as they go through school. I think also the fact that older parents probably have less tolerance for ambiguity, have less tolerance for behavioral disturbance, less tolerance for playing around or making a mess or making a fuss out of things in life. So as older parents have less tolerance for that, they bring back into line their children, and their children are more likely then to behave within the boundaries of what is appropriate behavior or defined behavior by the parent. I think the third thing is the fact that older parents do think through what kind of child they want to have and what they want their children to become, give more serious thought to life, give more serious thought to their future, give more serious thought to their children's future, and they want to prepare their children for a good, positive future. Help the children direct their life in such a way and not engage in behavior patterns that would torpedo a positive projected future for their children. So interesting study from the area of Netherlands. And 32,000 kids in this particular study of 10 to 12. So what's the word? Do you wait as a parent? Do you wait a while and have your children a little bit later in life? Yeah, that might be a good idea. This study seems to support the idea that, yeah, just wait a little bit. Have children after you've been married 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, and then you enjoy life in the meantime. But once your children start coming, there's a time to kind of quiet down and settle down and to live a life a little bit more within the restricted range of activity. Give thought to that as a new parent or as a new married couple or somebody that is considering marriage. Don't overlook the idea that having children as you're older is a bad thing. It may be a good thing. And you may enjoy your children a little bit more favorably and positively if you have them when you're a little bit older. So there you are, and bye for now. Yeah, welcome.